Some neighbors call it a natural sanctuary or a woodsy cathedral. As WXXI's Noel Evans tells us, a small forest tucked away in the city of Rochester has just been recognized as one of the few remaining old-growth forests in North America.
Washington Grove sits near a bus route, but at the center of this 26-acre woodland, with a landscape marked by valleys and hills formed 10,000 years ago by glacial movement, you could easily forget you're in a city. Lee Singbush thinks so anyway. He lives just down the street near Cobbs Hill Park.
Oh my gosh, you feel right that you're way out in the forest. It's so quiet and peaceful. There's nothing like it in Rochester, and most cities don't have this, so we're very blessed to have this right nearby.
On Thursday, the Grove was inducted into the Old Growth Forest Network. The network is a national nonprofit that works to preserve woodlands like this one and protect them from development and logging. That's something that 11-year-old neighbor Max Muller can appreciate.
This forest used to be even bigger because in Rochester, these homes weren't here until like later, I don't know. And the forest would expand, so I like that there's not going to be chopping down trees and stuff.
Max is right. Some houses here were built in the early 1900s. The national designation of these woods stems from efforts by a group of volunteers called the Friends of Washington Grove. The group has been stewarding these woods for years and advocating for its conservation. Andrew Seeger is the president.
Very few old-growth forests exist within city boundaries. And so it's just wonderful to have it recognized.
Preserving these 20-plus acres does more than protect a habitat for the animals and plants that live here. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says that urban forests also filter air and water pollution and improve medical outcomes for the elderly and for people with mental health conditions. And according to the EPA, city green spaces like forests can help cool the environment, which can counter the effects of urban heat islands, where the temperature is higher due to little shade and an abundance of things like concrete and asphalt, which trap heat.
I am reading Suzanne Simard's book right now.
Okay.
Who's the woman who discovered...
Sarah Rubgreco with the Old Growth Forest Network says woodland like this, with trees that are 250 years old, has tremendous value, something that housing stock can't beat.
We're making discoveries about old forests right now. So if we cut them all down, we don't get them back once we cut them down. Yes, forests will regrow, but they don't regrow the same way.
The difference between an old forest and one that has grown back after being cut down is found under the soil. It's called the mycorrhizal network, fungi that connect one tree's roots to another's. Through this system, nutrients can pass from tree to tree. And if one tree dies, Rubgreco says it can send out nutrients in a final gasp.
These remaining old forests are incredibly important for science. We can't understand what's happening if there's no forest left.
Washington Grove joins 140 other old growth forests across the country in a network that Rubgreco says is still growing. Noel Evans, WXXI News.